我们先低头有个祷告。
Let's have some prayer。
主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you。
你实在是我们的好朋友。
You are our best friend。
因为你一直与我们同行。
You walk with us。
因为我们无论有什么样的难处，有什么样的软弱，我们都可以来到你的面前来向你倾诉。
No matter how we are so weak and we may in difficulty, we can always come before you.
所以主，当我们今天再次来到你面前的时候，主，我们求你再向我们来说话。
When we come to you today, may you speak to us.
当我们听见你自己话语的时候，主，让我们真的再一次被你来点活。
Lord, may you burn up us once we hear your words.
让我们再次愿意快跑来跟随你。
So let us to follow you.
我们把下面的时间恭敬地交在你手中。
We commit the following time onto your hand.
主，求你也越过不管是讲的、翻译的，我们一切的软弱。
May you overcome our weakness.
也向我们每一个人来说话。
And speak to every one of us.
让我们今天都能够听见你自己的声音。
So we could hear your voice.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我最近一直在和大家交通讲到主耶稣的比喻。
So recently I share the topic of Jesus parables.
我们看见主耶稣他真的是一位好像讲故事的大师。
So we can see that Jesus is the master of storytelling.
他向我们讲了很多的比喻。
He spoke a lot of parables.
而且他都是借着在生活中非常浅显易懂的事物，然后把天国的奥秘呢非常清楚的向我们能够来启示出来。
So, these parables he threw very simple thing in our daily life, so we could easily understand.
特别是在你看到在马太福音的里面
especially in Gospel Matthew,
他讲了很多天国的比喻。
He talked about a lot of parables related to the kingdom of heaven.
那我们上次讲过，讲到说天国在这个词呢，在特别是在马太福音里面提到。
So we said before, the word kingdom of heaven.Mentioned a lot in Matthew.
因为我们知道呢，马太福音呢是当时马太特别写给当时犹太的基督徒的。
So we know that the book of Matthew was written to the Christian of Jews.
所以犹太人呢，一听到天国就知道是在讲弥赛亚的国度。
So when they hear the kingdom of word, they know that it's talking about the kingdom of Messiah.
也就是在启示录里讲到的这个千年国度。
So, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation, the thousands kingdom.
讲到说有一天主要在千年国度里面他要来做王，他要来掌权。
So one day the Lord will govern the kingdom in the future.
并且得胜的基督徒呢也要与基督呢一同掌权，一同做王。
So the victorious Christian also take the power with the Lord.
那我们上次也讲到说天国是从什么时候开始的呢
？So we said before when the kingdom of heaven begins.
当主在地上传道，在地上呼召门徒的时候
，It started when the Lord Jesus started preach on the earth and call disciples.
天国呢就开始了
，And it starts from that point.
那天国完全的实现呢，要等到主再来的时候。
So the kingdom of heaven will fully realize when the Lord returns again.
所以我们看见呢，主就在马太福音十三章的里面，他借着七个比喻，把天国的奥秘呢向门徒们启示出来。
So in the Matthew chapter 17, Lord Jesus revealed the secret of the kingdom of heaven through seven parables.
我们讲过撒种的比喻。
And we talk aboutThe parable of sowing.
他讲到说主把天国的种子呢撒在人的心里。
And he said that the Lord Jesus planted the seed into man's heart.
然后这种子呢在每个人不同的人的心里面，你就看见了产生不同的结果。
And the seeds produce different effects in different men's hearts.
你看到只有最后一种，那种撒在好土里并且能够结实的种子呢，是主所要的。
And only the last result that which sow in the good soil and grow strong is what the Lord wants.
这些种子也是他们长大以后呢，你看见说也是要与主在天国里一同掌权，一同作王。
When they grow mature, they will take the power with the Lord and and rule in the kingdom.
啊，那在上次我们讲到这个撒种的比喻，啊，讲到这个稗子的比喻。
So we also mentioned the parable of tares.
啊，他讲到主在做撒种的工作的时候呢，撒旦呢也在做破坏的工作。
So it mentioned that when the Lord started planting the seed into the ground, Satan was also doing the corruption work.
所以你看到呢，在这个田地的里面呢，就产生了这个麦子和稗子的分别。
So we can see that in the field, in the soil, we can see there are two different products. One is wheat, the other one is tares.
啊，所以你看到在今天的世界的里面呢，有基督徒，也有非基督徒。
So we can see that in this world, there are Christian and non-Christians.
就是在所谓的基督教的世界的里面，你看见里面也有很多所谓的基督徒，但是呢，却还是没有重生得救的。
Even though in Christianity there are also some people called Christian, but who are not reborn.
那我们是不是要把这些假的基督徒，我们要把他揪出来，要把他赶出教会呢
？Shall we find them out and kick them out of the church？
或者我们看见一个人，我们就在那边判断说，哎，你是没有得救的，或者你是得救的
？Or shall we when we see a person and we judge him, you are safe or not? You are not safe.
你看到说主让我们不要去判断。
The Lord let us not to judge.
我们不要去判断，不要去审判说一个人得救或者是不得救。
It is not our job to judge a person.He's been safe or not?
因为那个是主的工作。
That is a lost job.
他也许今天不得救，但是真的说不定有一天，他坐在这里听福音的时候，他就愿意相信，他就愿意悔改来信主。
Maybe that person he's not safe today, but maybe in the future he will be touched by the Holy Spirit and he accept the Lord as his personal savior.
啊，上次我们也讲到，在主的眼中，我们看见说，基督教的世界不是教会。
So, we know that in Lord's eye, the world of Christian is not the church.
因为里面呢有很多的稗子。
Because inside there are lots of tares.
啊，我不知道大家有没有听最近在微信或者是在在网上看到一个消息。
I'm not sure you heard the news in the WeChat or on the internet.
啊，在美国呢有一个非常出名的牧师。
There is a very famous pastor in the United States.
他最近呢公开宣布放弃信仰。
He recently announced that he gave up his faith.
因为他为什么有名呢？因为他写了很多关于婚姻的书。
Why is so famous? Because he wrote a lot of books about marriage.
他教导你怎样在婚姻的里面按照神的原则在那里来生活。
He helped us to learn that how could we live in the marriage according to the Lord's principle.
而且这些的书呢非常的畅销。
And they sell a lot.
但是呢他最近呢他宣布他要和他的妻子离婚。
However, recently, he announced that he will divorce his
wife. 而且呢他说他也要放弃他的信仰。
And he will also give up his, religion.
这是很多的人非常的震惊，而且呢被他绊倒。
It shocks a lot of persons who know him well, and they are also false.
但是呢，你看见说，其实主早就已经跟我们说过。
But we know that Lord Jesus told us before.
在基督教的这块田里面
，in the field of Christians，
不仅有麦子，而且有稗子。
There are not only weeds, but also tares.
如果你的眼睛只是放在人的身上。
If you focus on man,
什么时候这个人倒了，什么时候这个人他失败跌倒了。
If this man fails,
你也倒了。
You will fail.
你的眼睛要放在主的话语和主自己的身上。
Your eyes should keep focus on the Lord's words and himself.
那我们看到说教会里有稗子不代表说在教会的里面容许罪的存在。
And we can say that there are tares in the church, but it doesn't mean we can accept sins.
教会里可以有罪人，但是教会不能被罪玷污。
We can have sinner in the church, but the church cannot be destroyed by sin.
罪在主的面前呢，一定要被对付。
And sin must be dealt before the Lord.
你看到说他讲到稗子的比喻里面讲到有一天主要来审判这个世界。
So in the parable of tares, we know that Lord will return to judge the world.
主要来亲自审判和分别。
He will do the separation.
麦子呢要收在仓里，稗子呢要用火来烧掉。
All the wheat will be collected into the barn, and all the tares will be burned.
啊，所以我想我们每个人都需要问一问自己。
So we should ask ourselves.
我到底是麦子呢，我还是稗子？
Whether I am a wheat or I am a tare.
我是否真的是已经重生得救？
Am I truly reborn?
那你看到说前面我们讲到撒种的比喻和这个稗子的比喻呢，是讲到天国的开始。
So, we can see that the parable of wheat and the parable of sowing is talking about the beginning of the kingdom of heaven.
好，那我们今天呢就要讲到天国发展的两个的比喻。
And today we are going to talk about another two parables related to the development of the kingdom of heaven.
好，那就是芥菜种和面酵的比喻。
Is the parable of mustard seed and the parable of the leaven.
好，这两个比喻呢，讲到天国在地上的发展和表现。
So it talk about the development of the kingdom of heaven and also the parents.
而且呢，这两个比喻呢，非常有争议性。
And they are people have different views about these two parables.
好，因为呢，前面两个比喻呢是主亲自解释的，大家都没有什么疑问。
So in the first two parables, the Lord explained these two parables by himself.
啊，那后面呢，主没有解释呢，争议就来了。
However, the Lord Jesus didn't explain the next two parables, so people have different views about it.
一派的基督徒呢，就在那里说
some Christian think that.
啊，这两个比喻呢是讲到基督教呢如何在地上发扬光大。
And these two parables talk about how the Christianity will grow up strongly in the world.
而且信主的人呢如何越来越多。
And more people will be saved.
啊，就好像呢芥菜种呢长成了大树。
Just like mustard seed growing become a big tree.
啊，而且呢也像这个面呢发酵以后呢变得越来越大。
And just like leaven become bigger and bigger.
但是呢另外一派的基督徒呢却在那里说。
Some part of the Christians say that.
啊，他说这是基督教在地上呢一个畸形的发展。
And this is unnatural development in the earth.
虽然呢外表上是壮大了，但是呢里面呢却变质腐化，甚至藏污纳垢。
Yeah, also from the outside we can see it's getting stronger and big, stronger. However, the internal has been changed and corrupt.
啊，甚至罪恶呢也隐藏在教会的里
面。Even though the sins hiding are hiding inside the church.
啊，那到底哪一种是正确的解释呢？
So which one is maybe more which explanation is correct?
啊，我们一起来看一下啊，马太福音的这两个比喻。
Let's read about these two parables in Matthew. In Matthew.
啊，是在马太福音的十三章三十一到三十三节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 to 33.
我们打出来，我们一起念。
Let's read together.
他又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里，这原是百种里最小的，却比各样的菜都大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。他又对他们讲个比喻说，天国好像面酵，有富人拿来藏在三斗面里，只等全团都发起来。你看到说这两个比喻其实非常的简单。
So, we can see that these two parables are very simple.
啊，但是呢，你看见解释呢，却是截然不同的两个方向。
However, the explanation of these two parables can be totally different.
啊，那我想我尝试从圣经的角度呢来解释这两个比喻。
So, try to explain these two parables through the perspective of the Bible.
啊，如果你不同意，没有关系哈。
It's alright if you are not agree with me.
啊，我们看到说在31节呢讲到说天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里。
In the verse 31st and said, the kingdom of heaven just like a small mustard seed and someone planted into the soil.
啊，我不知道你没有见过那个芥菜种啊，如果你见过的话，你会发现说哎呀真的是非常非常小。
I'm not sure you see the mustard seed before, it's very quite small seed.
啊，你放在手心里面呢可能都不一定看得清楚，然后风一吹呢就不见了。
If you put on your hand, you may not even can see clearly and the wind can blow it away easily.
你看他说主种在这个世界里面的种子呢就像芥菜种一样。
And it says here, uh, the, the seed that the Lord planted on this earth, just like the mustard seed.
有谁能够想到，在这个芥菜种的里面，竟然有这么强大的生命力
？So who can think that inside the small mustard seed there is a very strong life inside?
而你看到主他自己其实就是这个第一粒的种子。
And we can see that the Lord Himself is the first seed.
你看到说我们在大本福音里面有一首诗歌、啊、叫加利利的陌生人。
In our hymnary, there is a song called Stranger in Galilee.
他讲到说当主耶稣出来传道的时候根本没有人认识他。
And he said when the Lord started to preach the gospel, no one knows him.
他是一个木匠的儿子他没有上过学他没有一点的名气。
And he's just a son of an ordinary carpenter, and he didn't have the chance to go to school.
他走在路上呢也没有人认识他。
No one even knew him on the road.
他就是一个加利利的一个普通的一个根本没有人知道的陌生人。
He's just a stranger in Galilee.
但是当你听到他话的时候
when you hear his words,
你看到你听到他的话是那样的深刻
his words are so profound,
你听到他的话是那样的带有权柄
and his words brings with power,
而且你看到他一病他在那里赶鬼
he can heal, he can cast out devils,
他在那里呼召门徒
He called out his disciples,
你看到说在他在世的时候有很多很多的人在那里跟随他
When he was lived, there are many people following him.
他们以为这位耶稣就是要带他们来推翻罗马帝国统治的那位弥赛亚。
So, they think that the Lord Jesus is the one who will, overthrow the Roman Empire.
然后他要带领他们呢，建立一个非常强大的这样一个犹太的王国。
And develop a very strong, the kingdom of Jude.
但是到最后呢他们真的是跌破眼镜
and at the end they can't even think that
他们想不到这位耶稣这么大有能力的一位耶稣他竟然是毫无反抗的被钉在十字架上
and the powerful Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross without any fighting back
而且呢他的门徒呢一个个逃的呢都是无影无踪
and his disciple fled away
那有人认为呢这粒种子呢可能就肯定是已经死了肯定是完了
And someone must think that this seed must be dead
但是主说
And the Lord said
他说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒
If a seed doesn't fall onto the ground and dead he's only a seed
若是死了就要结出许多的子粒来
However when it dies, it will grow up a lot of,
所以当主复活之后
and after the resurrection of,
你看到说圣灵呢又把门徒呢聚集起来
the Holy Spirit gathered all the disciples together.
我们看见在五旬节那一天呢圣灵的火呢从天而降
on the day of Pentecost, the fire of Holy Spirit descending from the heaven.
圣灵的能力呢降在了门徒的身上
the power of Holy Spirit came to the disciples
所以你看见三千人五千人的得救
we can see that 3,000, 5,000 people are
然后呢福音呢就从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚呢一直传到地极
and the gospel started from Jerusalem the land of Jude to the end of the ends of the world
现在福音呢基本上已经传遍了世界的每一个角落
So now you can hear the gospel at every corner of the world now
我们感谢主谢恩弟兄今天回来
we thank the Lord that bring our
我记得他要去那个岛国之前呢他跟我们说到这个岛国的情况
And I remember beforeour brother went to PNG, he shared the story, shared something.
因为也不是很清楚那边实际的情形。
And we don't really know what's going on.
因为呢听说呢那边呢好像民风很凶悍。
So we heard that, there's quite bad there.
而且呢就是说以前呢这些有的部落呢甚至还是食人族。
And some local, they actually eat people.
所以我们弟兄就不知道到底过去以后能不能找到这个教会能不能有弟兄姊妹。
So our brother, He didn't know that if he can find some brother and sister.
后来真的感谢主，弟兄发 message 给我们的时候。
And we thank the Lord, and when the brother sent messages.
他就讲到说，哇，他真没想到说，原来在那个地方有那么大福音的工作。
And he told us that the gospel are there.
而且呢，他不仅是他的同事里面很多人是信主的，而且他走到街上，到处有看见有人在那里很热心的在那里传福音。
And he also mentioned that his co-worker are all believers, and also when he walked on the street, he found that some people are preaching the gospel on the street.
所以你看见这里芥菜种真的是好像从一粒小小的种子呢，它在开始长大，并且呢，真的影响非常的大。
And we can see that this small mustard seed is getting stronger and have a very positive influence on the world.
那你知道现在这颗芥菜种长到多大吗？
Do you know how big this mustard seeds now?
根据2016年有一个统计，
According to the statistics in 2016,
全世界呢称作基督徒，就是说他觉得他自己是基督徒，这样的一个人口呢是有 24.6 亿。
In this world, including those who call himself a Christian, the number is about 2.46 billion.
你知道说这个就呢几乎就占整个世界人口的二分之一。
It's roughly about half the population of the world.
是可以说是世界上的最大的宗教。
We can call it as the largest religion on the world.
所以你看到从外表上看呢，基督教呢，它确实是发展壮大。
From the appearance, we can see that the Christianity is truly growing stronger.
但是里面是不是都是麦子？
However, are all wheat inside?
里面是不是都是重生得救的基督徒呢？
Are all these people are reborn?
你看他说在刚才我们读到13章的32节里面讲到说有飞鸟来宿在他的枝上。
So in the verse chapter 32, we can see that the flying bird have a nesting on the branch.
那有人呢就把飞鸟呢解释成说讲到说因着这个基督教的壮大呢，各行各业的人呢都归信了基督。
So some people explains that the birds into explain that the bird means people in different fields and believe in the Lord.
那到底这个飞鸟是指着什么呢？
But what is the bird means here?
你看到说我们看到说在那个撒种的比喻里，在第一个比喻里面呢，主说到有一只飞鸟。
In the first parable, we can see that the Lord said there was a bird.
那主呢亲自讲到说这个飞鸟呢就是撒旦。
And the Lord Jesus said that the bird was Satan.
因为他把主撒在人心里面的种子呢把它夺了去。
Because the bird took away the seed into man's heart.
那在这第三个比喻里面，这个飞鸟又是指着什么呢？
So in this the third parable, what is this bird mean?
你知道说在解经的原则的里面，
According to the principle,
如果你要去解释一个名词一个事物的时候，
If you want to explain something,
你通常是先看那一章的背景，
And first of all, you need to check the background of that chapter.
你要找到与它相关的这个经节背景呢，去解释这个名词。
So need to find something, some verses relate to that specific words.
如果这一章没有呢，你就要在这一卷书里面去看去找。
So if you can't find this related scripture in this chapter, you need to look at the whole book.
如果这一卷书没有呢，你要就从整卷，你要先从新约，然后旧约整卷的书去找。
So if you can't find this one in the book, you need to look at the whole Bible.
你看到说很少有一个词在同一卷书里，那你更不要说是在同一章里面，它的意义是完全不一样的。
It's quite hard to find a same word has two different meanings in a same book or even in a same chapter.
如果主在第一个比喻里面把飞鸟解释成撒旦的话，
So if the Lord Jesus explained the birds was Satan in the first parable，
那我们怎么可以把马上接下来的这个第三个比喻里面的飞鸟就要解释成好的事物？
So how could we explain the bird in the next parable as a good thing？
所以我个人呢，我不赞成呢把这个比喻呢解释成基督教的影响呢越来越大，以至于信主的人呢越来越多。
So I'm not in a favor of the explanation that the Christianity is getting stronger and stronger and more people are believing the Lord.
不错，这是外表上呢，你看到说好像是这样一个现象。
Yet in, from the appearance, that's it.
你发现好像自称基督徒的人很多。
From the appearance, yeah, there are lots of people call themselves as Christians.
甚至呢，很多这些西方的强国，你发现他们都自称是基督教的国家。
And even though some Western countries, they call them as a Christian country.
但是你知道说，芥菜种就是芥菜种。
But you know that mustard seed is mustard seed.
你看到说他主在这个比喻里面讲到说。当他芥菜种长大以后，他本来是应该是一个菜的。
And we know that the mustard seed when they grow up should be just a vegetable.
这个芥菜种，芥菜呢，它长得最高呢，也就像灌木丛那么高。
So, when they grow up fully, just should be the same height the bush.
它是不可能长成一棵参天大树，然后呢，飞鸟呢都飞来在上面搭窝的。
And it is impossible for the mustard seed to grow into a big tree that the flying bird can have the nest onto it.
你知道主曾经对门徒说
And we know that the Lord Jesus spoke to his disciple before.
主说你们这小群不要害怕。
Do not scare your small group.
在世界的里面真正的基督徒永远都是小群。
In this world,The true Christians are small groups.
虽然他们能够产生很大的影响，但是人数呢是不可能占多数的。
Although they can have a very big influence on the world, but their number should not be a majority.
你看到说为什么芥菜种呢？它从菜呢变成了树。
How could a mustard seed can grow from a vegetable into a big tree?
因为飞鸟了跑了进来，飞鸟飞了进来。
Because the birds fly onto it.
你看到说撒旦呢，他跑到教会的里面，使教会呢产生了变质，产生了畸形的发展。
And we can see that Satan get into the church and have an influence inside the church.
这个变质是什么时候开始的呢
？So when this influence started.
如果你去看教会历史的话
If you look at the history of the church,
你看到其实在公元四世纪之前呢教会呢是一直受逼迫一直是在那里被打压的。
If you look at the history, the church was persecuted, like in
但是呢你发现说越是教会被逼迫呢信主的人呢就越多。
But we can find thatthe harder the persecution is and more people will believe in the Lord.
直到呢在罗马康斯坦丁大帝在公元四世纪的时候他呢在一场争夺皇位的战役中呢他看到一个十字架的意象。
Until the Roman Constantine in the fighting to get the throne, he saw a vision of a cross.
他因着看见这个异象呢让他打了一次胜仗。
Because he saw this vision, he won the fight.
然后呢他就觉得是基督教的神呢帮助了他所以呢他登基以后呢就把基督教呢改为国教。
So he thought that it's the Lord helped him to win the fight. So when he became king, and he made the Christianity become the religion of this country.
而且呢如果愿意受洗的人呢都只要你愿意来受洗就发一套衣服给你。
So, anyone who were willing to believe in the Lord, you can receive a new clothes.
而且你还可以跟这个皇帝称兄道弟对吗我们都是弟兄了。
You can be called to be a brother with the king.
所以你看到因着呢有这么多的利益哈你看到说有很多人呢就像潮水一样的涌进教会。
So, because of this benefit, that lots of people were getting into the church.
甚至呢，连这个神父都没有，都来不及去给他们施洗。
And the at the time, priests even don't have enough time to baptize them.
所以你看到说，从那个时候开始呢，基督教呢就开始变质。
So we can know that from that time, the Christianity had changed.
你看到说在彼得前书里面呢他讲到说你们都是君尊的祭司。
In the first Peter, Peter said, in the first Peter said, you are all high priests.
但是你看到从那个时候开始呢就有了所谓的祭司的制度。
And from that time, we can see that there is a priest system.
只有神父只有主教呢才能够在那里侍奉神。
Only the bishops can serve the Lord.
只有呢你看到说他们呢才是神职人员其他人呢都是平信徒。
And they are bishops and others are only ordinary believers.
而且你看到在圣经的上面主亲自对门徒说你们都是弟兄。
And in the Bible, we can clearly see that the Lord said to his disciples, you are all brothers.
但是你看见也是从那个时候开始呢有了教皇还有主教的制度。
But however,from that point, we can see that they start have the system of bishop and pool.
在教会的里面呢，再也没有平等。
And there is no longer fair in the church.
而是有这些这种所谓的这些等级的制度。
But you can see a ranking system inside the church.
而且你知道，在中世纪那个时候。
In the Middle Age,
整个这个欧洲大陆呢，几乎就是在教皇的统治底下。
Almost the whole Europe was under the king's control.
不仅呢，他们有大量拥有大量的财富和土地。
They are not only have abundance of wealth and all, but also land.
甚至呢，连国王的加冕的这个典礼呢，也需要得到教皇的批准。
So crowning the king need to get approval from the pope.
所以你看见芥菜种它怎么样变成一棵大树的
So you can see that how a mustard seed was becoming a big tree.
因为世界进到了教会的里面。
Because the world has entered into the church.
世界的观念世界的影响甚至世界的罪恶进到了教会的。
The value of the world, the value, the influence of the world and the sins of the world had entered into the church.
教会的外面呢是外表呢好像是发达了，但是呢你却看见教会失去了属灵的能力。
Although from the appearance you can see that the church was developed, however it loses its spiritual ability.
你知道，我不知道有没有人去过这个，在梵蒂冈那边有一个非常有名的这个圣彼得大教堂。
I'm not sure if anyone have to went to a St. Peter Church.
你知道说那个教堂呢是在中世纪的时候建成的，前后呢建了呢大概有100多年。
It was built in at the Middle Age. It took over 100 years to build it.
而且呢你看到很多人我没去过哈很多人去的人说哇里面真的是金碧辉煌。
You can see a lot of gold and things inside.
非常的漂亮。
It is very beautiful.
你知道当这个圣彼得 大教堂建完以后。
So when this, when this building was built.
那时候有一个非常有名的一个神学家叫阿奎那。
There was a very famous person called Aquina.
然后呢，教皇就带着他去参观这个圣彼得大教堂。
And the Pope led him to visit this building.
然后呢，这个教皇就跟他说，他说，你看，当时呢，彼得说，金和银我都没有。
The Pope told him at the time I didn't even have gold and silver.
他说，你看，我们现在呢，什么都有。
But now I had everything.
但是呢这个 Aquina 非常的直率。
And the Aquina said directly to him.
他说是我们是金和银什么都有。
Yes, we have gold, we have silver.
但是那个叫瘸子起来行走的能力呢却没有。
But we lost the ability that called the cripple to walk.
所以你看到属灵的能力是从哪里来呢
So we can see that, Where is the spiritual power?
属灵的能力不是从金银，不是从权力而来。
It didn't come from the gold and silver.
而是从十字架而来。
But it from the cross.
彼得为什么能够叫瘸子起来行走呢？
Why Peter can call a cripple to walk?
因为彼得他学习了十字架的功课。
Because Peter has learned the lesson of the cross.
你看到说彼得他曾经三次否认主，在一个小小的使女面前呢，他在那里否认主，他彻底的失败。
Although we can see that Peter was failed before a young servant, he denied the Lord three times.
但是当主把他挽回过来的时候。
However, when the Lord helps him,
他知道再也不是依靠势力，再也不是依靠才能。
He knew that he was no longer relying on his ability,
而是要完全的依靠主和圣灵的帮助。
But fully rely on the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
所以不是彼得有什么能力。
It's not Peter had some special power.
而是圣灵借着彼得彰显了神的大能。
It's the Holy Spirit manifest the power of the Lord through Peter.
同样，我想保罗也是一样。
In the same manner.
你看到说为什么保罗他有那么他传福音的时候那么大有能力
？So we can see that Paul has the spiritual power when he was preaching the gospel.
因为保罗他也在主面前学习了很深的十字架的功课。
And because Paul had to learn the lesson of the cross deeply.
当你去读哥林多后书十一章的时候
when you're going to read the Second Corinthians chapter 11,
你才看到保罗他原来经历了那么多的患难。
We know that Paul had experienced lots of difficulties.
正是在这些患难的里面。
Through these difficulties.
保罗他更深的认识主，他也更深的经历主。
Paul deeply knew the Lord and experienced Him.
他更把福音呢借着圣灵的大能呢传到了当时的地级。
So, at the time, through the Holy Spirit, he preached the gospel to every corner of the world.
所以你看到十字架是我们得属灵能力的秘诀。
So we can see that the cross is the secret that we can get the spiritual ability.
一个没有经历过十字架的人。
A person, didn't experience the cross.
他不可能有属灵的能力。
He didn't have a chance to have the power of the Spirit.
所以同样一个教会如果不传扬十字架。
In the same manner, if a church did not preach the cross.
这个教会也不可能有属灵的能力。
And this church, cannot have the spirit, the spiritual power.
所以如果你要去看一个教会它好还是不好。
So if you want to see a church, it's good or not.
你不是去看这个牧师，他这个牧师呢，到底有名还是没有名？
It's not going to see how the, if this pastor is famous or not.
你不是去看这个教会呢，人到底多不多，热闹不热闹？
We are not going to see the numbers of the, in the church.
你要去看他的讲台，到底有没有在那里传讲十字架？
We need to see that did they preach the cross or not?
有没有在那里高举主？
Did they rise the Lord up? The Lord up?
你知道在悉尼有一个非常有名的一个mega church 超级教会叫 Hillsong.
I think you guys all heard a mega church in Sydney. It's called Hillsong Church.
他们那边呢非常的热闹，一到聚会好像就跟开演唱会一样，然后呢有人在那边领唱，然后下面呢他们中有很多的年轻人。
So, they have lots of young people, every Sunday just have a live concert and many people are attending there.
他们在那里唱啊跳啊，非常的在那里享受。
So they very enjoy the meeting and sing a lot of songs.
他们当中呢有一个叫 Matty Sampson 的。他呢他创作了，他是一个福音歌手，他创作了很多的这个福音的诗歌。
And there is a songwriter called Matty Sampson. He wrote a lot of gospel songs.
但是呢前不久呢他在他的 Facebook 上面呢他公开在那里宣布。
Not a long time ago, he announced on his Facebook.
他说呢我真的失去了信仰。
I truly lost the faith.
虽然他没有在那里说，他说他放弃基督信仰。
Although he didn't say he gave up his religion.
但是呢，他说他已经到了摇摇欲坠的这样一个地步。
but he's already at the edge.
他说呢，他有很多关于信仰的疑问呢，得不到解答。
He has a lot of questions about about the faith, and he didn't get any.
所以他现在呢，对着他的信仰呢，产生了很大的疑问。
So he have a big question mark about his religion.
所以你会不会觉得奇怪？一个带领敬拜的这样一个歌手，他最后呢，几乎变成了不信派。
Maybe you have question that how come a person could write that many gospel songs and lead meeting, and he almost become an unbeliever.
为什么呢？
Why?
我想他没有真实的十字架的经历。
I think maybe he didn't have a truly experienced the Lord himself and the cross.
啊，你可以满怀激情的上去带领这个敬拜。
You can sing and lead the meeting with your passion.
啊，你可以很风光的在那里在台上在那里演唱。
So you can sing loudly and enjoy.
但是如果在你的生命中没有真实的经历到主。
However, if you didn't experience the Lord Himself in your daily life,
在你的生活中没有真实的被十字架雕刻过。
If you didn't learn the lesson of the cross in your life,
你信仰的根基呢，只不过是建立在沙土的上面。
The basement of your faith just like building on the sand.
水一冲，风一吹，它就倒塌了。并且倒塌的很大。
When the water comes, the wind blows, the whole foundation will be cracked.
啊，盼望我们都能够很真实的来学习这个十字架的功课。
I hope that we can truly to learn the lesson of the cross.
啊，所以你看到芥菜种呢，它变成了大树，这个是外表的表现。
So we can see that the mustard seed growing into a big tree.
啊，那到底是什么导致了这个现象呢
？And is What caused this phenomenon?
所以主呢又讲了一个面教的比喻。
So the Lord talked about another parable.
啊，他告诉我们里面的一个原因。
So he told us another reason lead to that result.
啊，原来呢是里面呢被放了教。
It's because inside the leaven there is a.
啊，你看到这个比喻呢和芥菜种的比喻呢也是有同样有很多的争议。
And this parable also have different voice.
啊，那一派的解释呢，就讲到说，哎，这个是好的现象，天国呢就好像面教，可以影响整个的世界。
Some people say that this is a good phenomenon. The kingdom just like the leaven is getting bigger and bigger and have influence on the world.
啊，就像面呢，好像原来只一小团，你把教呢加进去以后呢，你就发现它越变越大。
Initially it is a small one, but when you add the yeast into it, it's getting bigger and bigger.
所以他们说呢，福音呢可以改变世界。
So they said the gospel can change the world.
啊，就像主说，你们是地上的，你们是世上的光，你们也是世上的。
Just like the Lord said, you are the light and the salt of this world.
啊，那到底这个比喻是不是可以这样解释呢
？And is this explanation correct?
啊，那我们前面呢讲过这个解经的原则。
So before I talk about the principle of explaining,
啊，你如果要去看教的时候呢，你要需要从圣经里面去看，它是怎么样来解释这个教。
So when you want to see the word leaven, you need to check what does that mean in the Bible.
所以你去看教的时候，你发现不管是在旧约还是在新约，这个教呢，从来都没有一个正面的意义。
When you search the word leaven, no matter in Old Testament or New Testament, there is no place mentioned this word has any positive effect.
教呢，在圣经里面呢，都是指着罪或者是错误的教训来讲。
In the Bible, leaven means sin or the false teaching.
你刚才说把教讲得很清楚的呢，是在出埃及记的12:15-20.
It clearly recorded in Exodus chapter 12 verse 15-20.
啊，我想大家可以看打在这个屏幕上的经文，因为时间的原因我就不念。
Because of the time, you can read on the projector.
啊，这里讲到呢除教节。
This mentioned the unleavened of feast of unleavened bread.
所以你看到说在逾越节之后呢，他们马上要过的一个节呢就是除教节。
So after the Passover, Israel have another feast of unleavened bread.
然后在除酵节的期间呢，你是不能够吃任何带有酵的食物的。
So during this festival, you can't eat any food with yeast.
啊，那我们知道说逾越节呢是讲到主在十字架的拯救。
We know that, the crossover means the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，因为在逾越节的那一天呢，灭命的天使呢越过了这些凡是涂有羊羔的血的这些的家庭。
On the day of Passover, the angel will pass all the house where the on the door frame has the blood.
啊，所以凡是那些在血的遮盖底下的那些以色列的家庭呢，他们就得救了。
So all the Israel will be safe who are under the blood.
啊，所以你看到，在我们每一个基督徒呢，你看到说，在我们的生命中，我们都有一个我们自己的逾越节。
So we can see that in our life, we all have our Passover.
啊，在你信主的那一天
，On the day you believe in the Lord.
啊，你也像以色列人一样，因着羔羊的宝血，你得蒙救赎。
Be just like Israel, because the blood of the Lamb.
主的宝血呢，洗净了你一切的罪。
And the Lord's precious blood cleanses our sin.
从今以后呢，你不再惧怕神的刑罚，你不再惧怕神的审判。
So from that day on, we are no longer fear God's judgment.
啊，因为神的审判和刑罚都落在他儿子的身上。
Because all the Jesus Christ has taken all the judgment for us.
所以从此以后，你是出死，你是入生了。
So from that day, we rise up from
你称为神的儿女。
We are called the children of the Lord.
啊，你看到说这个是逾越节的意义。
And this is the meaning of Passover.
啊，你看到逾越节接下去呢，就是除酵节。
So after that is the feast of unleavened bread.
啊，那以色列人他们怎么过除酵节呢
？And how the Israel to celebrate this festival?
啊，我看到一段视频啊，他讲到以色列人他们是怎么过除酵节的。
I saw the video about this festival.
啊，他们在这个逾越节前面七天，前面一个礼拜呢，他们就开始呢在家里大扫除。
So 7 days before this festival.They clean their house.
啊，就像我们中国人到春节之前，我们也要大扫除一样。
Just like we celebrate the Chinese New Year.
啊，但是呢，你看到犹太人呢，他们这个大扫除呢，特别是在这个厨房的里面。
And we found, I saw that the major area they do the cleaning is in the kitchen.
啊，因为他们呢要把所有那些以前用那个面团做过面团的那些厨房的用具啊，那些在这个柜子里面那些掉下去的那些面包渣啊，他都要把它清理干净。
So they need to clean everything related to the lemon.
啊，而且呢，你看到说他们在那个除酵节那一天呢，他们还特别呢，他们要跑到会堂门口，他们要把他们家里面的很多那些还没有吃完的面包啊。啊，那些饼干啊，全部都要扔到那个桶里面，然后他们在那里烧。
So on the day of the feast, then they took all the their bread, biscuit to a rubbish bin and the church and burned them.
而且所有的商店里面呢，凡是有卖那些有酵的食物的那些的那些的柜台呢，全部用布呢都要把它遮起来。
So they need to cover.Every shelf, which sold anything related to the lemon.
所以你看到以色列人他们对着除酵节他们是非常重视的。
So we can see that, it is a big festival for them.
那除酵节对着基督徒有什么样的意义呢？
Is that has any special meaning to our Christian?
所以你看到主告诉我们说，当我们得救我们重生之后。
And the Lord Jesus said, when we were saved.
啊，我们接下去就要学习过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to learn to live a holy life.
啊，我们要学习过一个分别为圣的生活。
We need to learn a holy life that is different to our past.
啊，以前呢，我们是生在罪中，长在罪中，我们犯了很多的罪。
Before we are saved, we are sin against the Lord. We live in the sin.
但是当我们信主之后
，After we were saved,
圣灵呢住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit live in us.
啊，你看到说圣灵他成为我们的生命，他也成为我们里面的力量。
The Holy Spirit becomes our life and become our strength.
啊，我们今后可以过一个拒绝罪的生活。
So we have the ability to live a life to and reject the sin.
啊，所以神借着旧约呢，让我们看见一个图画。
So through the Old Testament, we see a picture.
一个重生得救的基督徒呢，要追求过一个圣洁的生活。
So a born again Christian need to learn to live a holy life.
啊，我们要靠着圣灵来制止身体的恶行。
And we need to live a holy life, rely on the Holy Spirit.
啊，那为什么除教节是七天呢？
And why there are 7 days on that feast of unleavened bread?
啊，我们知道在圣经里面七讲到完全。
Because we know that 7 means perfect inside the Bible.
啊，神盼望我们在他面前呢，过一个完全圣洁的生活。
God wants us to live a totally holy life at the presence of Him.
啊，这是除教节属灵的意义。
So this is the meaning of this festival.
而且呢，你在新约的里面呢，你看到呢，这个教的意义呢也没有改变。
So in the New Testament, we see that the meaning of the leaven is not changing.
啊，在马太福音16:6里面，主耶稣说：“你们要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。”
In the Matthew chapter 16:6, Jesus said, "You need to be careful and careful for the leaven of Pharisee and Sadducees."
啊，下面呢，主就讲到说，什么是法利赛人和撒都该人的教呢？就是他们错误的教训。
And later, Jesus explained that what is the meaning of the leaven of the Pharisees? That means they are teaching.
啊，在哥林多前书5:6-8里面，保罗呢也清楚的讲到，教呢就是罪。
In the First Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6 to verse 8, Paul also mentioned that the leaven means sin.
保罗说：“你们岂不知一点面酵能叫全团发起来吗？”
Paul said a small yeast can make a bread getting bigger.
所以你看到，不论是在旧约还是在新约的里面，教都是指着罪或者是错误的教训来说的。
So, no matter in the Old Testament or New Testament, the leaven means sins or false teaching.
所以从来没有讲到教是好的一面。
So you can't find any place that the leaven has something positive.
所以主在13章的里面呢，就讲到面教的比喻。你看到说他不可能是讲到说天国他积极的一面的这样的意义。
So in the Matthew chapter 16, we can see that there is no any positive effect of the leaven.
反而是讲到呢罪怎么样进到教会的里面，使基督教呢从里面开始变质。
But it talk about how the internal change since the leaven get into the church.
啊，教会外表好像是壮大了，但是你看见罪却进到了教会的里面。
Although the appearance of the church is getting stronger and stronger, however, the internal has been corrupt.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人我们都要来问问我们自己。
So, I hope that every brother and sister, we should ask ourselves.
在我们的生活中有教吗？
In our life, is there any leaven?
啊，在我的生活中有没有什么罪是我还没有对付的？
So, is there any sins we haven't dealt before the Lord?
保罗说一点面教能叫全团发起来。
So, Paul said, a small leaven can make a bread bigger.
如果我们不对付罪，
if we don't deal the sin,
你知道罪会生罪的，
and there will be more sins.
到最后罪会越来越多。
At one point,
啊，我想教会也是一样。
And I think same thing happening in church.
啊，我们不要让世界的观念、世界的影响、世界的罪恶进到教会的里面。
So we do not let the value of the world and the sin of the world enter into the church.
你看到说，虽然不错，福音呢，它会大大的影响这个世界。
Although we can see that the gospel can have a big influence on the world.
啊，那主也让我们要去做光，去做盐。
But the Lord want us to become the light of the world and the salt of the world.
但是你看到，光是为了让黑暗里面的人能够看见光明。
The purpose of the light is to let people can see in the darkness.
盐是为了阻止这个世界进一步的腐败。
And the purpose of salt is to prevent further corruption.
当基督徒活出基督的生命的时候，
When a Christian can live up can live out Christ's life.
啊，你一定会对世界产生积极的影响和改变。
You will definitely have a positive effect on the world.
但是这个世界永远都不会像有些人所说的。
And this world will not like people said, some people said before.
这个世界不会变得越来越好。
This world will not getting better and better.
啊，虽然这个世界的科技越来越发达，人的生活水平越来越高。
Although we have a high standard of living environment and a lot of developed technology.
但是你看到人心却越来越自私，越来越堕落。
So we can, however, but we can see that.People are getting more selfish and corrupt inside.
所以你看到说，如果这个世界可以被我们改变，
we can see that if we can change the world,
主就不用再来了。
The Lord doesn't need to come again, return.
所以你看到基督徒所要拯救的不是这个世界。
So we can clearly see that Christian.Doesn't need to save the world,
而是要拯救这个世界里的罪人。
But save the sinners, sinners in the world.
啊，就像一艘船要沉了，你要拯救的不是去救这艘船，而是要救那些在船上的。
Just like a boat is sinking, you are not going to save the boat, you save the people on the boat.
所以基督徒的盼望呢，永远都不是在这个世界的上面。
So Christians' hope, Christians' hope is never on this earth.
而是我们要盼望主的再来。
Our hope is the Lord's return.
我们看到我们所盼望的永远是天上那个永恒的家乡。
So our hope is the eternal home on the heaven.
但是呢，我想我们也提醒自己，我们不要做一个很消极的基督徒。
But we also need to remind ourselves.
我们确实需要去做光，去做盐，我们要发挥我们基督徒在地上应该有的影响力。
So, yet we need to become the light, the soul of the world, and also have positive effects on the world.
让世界上的人真的能够看见我们的好行为，我们的好见证，而且能够把荣耀来归给神。
And so people can see our good testimony and give all the glory to the Lord.
所以我真的盼望主借着这两个比喻呢，来提醒我们。
So I hope that through these two parables, the Lord can remind us.
主要的呢，永远不是外面的工作。
So what the Lord wants is not the work we done outside.
主要的呢，不是草木和秸。
He doesn't want bushes and wood.
主要的永远都是里面真实的建造。
So he wants us to have truly development inside ourselves.
主要的是金银宝石的建造。
So we need gold marble.
因为草木和秸呢，你可以盖得很快，盖得很大。
If you use bushes, wood, you can build it quickly and bigger.
但是一把火来呢，所有都烧光了。
However, you will lose everything once the fire comes.
而且主要的永远不是外面的东西。
And the Lord never wants want something from outside.
主要的是我们里面真实的建造。
So the Lord wants our truly developing.
主要的是我们里面真实属灵的实际。
And is the truth of the spiritual in our heart.
我们看见说主要的不是要让芥菜种变成一棵大树。
And we can clearly see that the Lord doesn't want a mustard seed growing into a big tree.
主反而是要我们要有像芥菜种那样的一个信心。
The Lord wants us to have the same faith as the mustard seed.
因为主说，如果你的信心有像芥菜种那么大，你就可以来以善。
And the Lord said we can move the mountain if we have the same faith as the mustard seed.
我们也盼望主能够提醒我们。
We hope that the Lord could also remind us.
不仅我们个人，我们需要过一个圣洁的生活。
Not only ourselves need to live our holy life.
教会呢也要防止和杜绝罪的蔓延。
The church also need to prevent the sins.
因为主的教会是圣洁的，是不能被罪玷污的。
And because the lost church is holy, cannot be corrupt by the sin.
主也在这里提醒我们。
Lord also remind us.
啊，我们的盼望是在天上的国度。
So our hope is on heaven.
啊，我们的盼望不是在这个地上。
Our hope is never on this world.
基督徒不是要把这个世界变得有多美好。
So the purpose of the Christian is not make the world getting better and better.
而是我们要盼望主的再来。
But our hope is on Lord's return.
啊，我盼望大家都能够回去听一听这次西岸特会江弟兄的信息。
So we also hope that brother and sister can listen to the Western conference that's spoken by Brother Kong.
啊，因为你听到老弟兄在讲那些信息的时候，他里面只有一个负担。
So we can when you hear the conference, you can see a burden in our old brothers.
啊，就是他里面有一个最大的盼望，就是有一天主要来接我们到他那里去。
So the biggest hope inside him is the Lord will return again.
啊，并且呢，他知道说这一天是那么的临近。
So he knew that the day is on hand, is at hand.
他说，有可能在我们有生之年，我们就能够看见主的再来。
Maybe we can see the Lord return while we are still alive.
啊，那关键的问题是，我们都准备好了吗？
But the key point is, are we all prepared?
啊，你的心是在世界的里面，还是说你的心是在主的身上？
Is our heart on the earth or on the Lord?
啊，盼望我们都能够羡慕并且等待主的再来。
So I hope that we also have a desire heart.To wait for the Lord's return.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
好，我们把这些不完全的话交在你的手中。
We commit these words into your hand.
主，我们求你吹气在你自己的话语的上面。
May you breath onto your word.
啊，让我们真的能够听见你向我们要说的话。
So we can truly hear the words you want to speak to us.
啊，让我们也真的被你话语来提醒。
So we could also remind by your word.
让我们学习在地上过一个圣洁讨你喜悦的生活。
So we can learn to live a holy life which can be accepted by you.
啊，也让我们真的里面有一个盼望你自己的再来。
So we have a hope that you will return.
啊，因为真的时间不多。
So time is short.
真的，我们求你主，你好好的来预备我们。
May you prepare us.
啊，让我们去见你的时候不至于羞愧。
So that we will not shame when we meet you again.
主，我们谢谢你今天还有机会让我们坐在这里听你要对我们说的话。
We thank you, you're still speaking to us today.
求你真的在每一天，主啊，你继续成为我们的力量，成为我们的引导。
So you become our strength in our daily life.
啊，让我们也能够在世上为你做一个美好的见证。
So we could have a good testimony for you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.